This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Thaddeus McCotter, my colleague. He writes at American Greatness. We go to the second season of the famous Star Trek, episode 24, The Ultimate Computer, M5, to run the Enterprise with a crew of 20. Thaddeus, a very good evening to you. M5, I remember it vividly. I've seen it many times, and it always comes out the same way. A lesson in humility for those of the Starfleet who believe that a machine can be superior to collective human intelligence. This lesson, how does it work today, Thaddeus? Good evening to you.
Good evening to you, John. Yeah, I grew up watching the reruns when I was little coming home from school, and I distinctly remembered this one because this one was about trying to supplant human beings with machines. And it stuck with me as time went on, and it came back into my mind watching the problem that Google's Gemini AI chatbot has had. Because as you might recall, John, I think it was last week, they were generating images to prompts that were not historically accurate. I think they had African-American Vikings was one. They had, I believe, a female pope, things like that. And eventually it got so bad that people were putting in prompts to see how badly the AI could generate images that were so blatantly historically inaccurate. And so it reminded me of that because we keep hearing about AI, and I've always told people that the thing with AI that you have to remember is that it's as good as the people who program it. And we've seen already groups forming to try to make sure that AI has been programmed to be as woke and progressive as possible. We've seen the individual who was, I think, in large part involved in programming the Gemini, where he's had some very, let's just shall we say, rather unpleasant tweets regarding some of the woke agenda. And so it would not be surprising to see that his own sentiments, his own biases, his own perceptions and or misperceptions and conceptions are placed into the programming of the AI that may well have resulted in generation of these, again, historically inaccurate and honestly quite amusing at times. Images.
This is Jack Krafcik. Is he aware? Is there any indication now that Gemini has crashed and burned that he's aware of the prejudice?
Well, Google is aware of the situation. He is aware of the situation. I believe they said that, quote, that they were going to, quote, tune, end quote, the programming to be better in terms of generating images. And they added a little discussion about when it would come back online. But look, at the end of the day, what they're going to continue to find is that it's the old saying, garbage in, garbage out. Unless you are scrupulous in how you program this to be objective and historically accurate and unbiased, you're going to wind up. The temptation is just too great for people to try to impart their own political ideology into the programming. And we've seen the results, at least in this instance.
Is it absurd to the point that diversity, equity, and inclusion is injected into the idea of the Vikings? Is that what they did?
Well, they injected it into the papacy. And one of the search engines came up with the female pope, so maybe, I guess. But in the final analysis, again, you and I have discussed the die cult, the diversity, the inclusion, and the equity cult of the Democrats. We've also said that those words don't mean what they allege to mean because they followed them out to put in their own left-wing biases. They also put forward their own narrow definition of racism, which allows them to be as racist as they want with impunity under the guise of advancing diversity, inclusion, and equity. Their own instinct for censorship and their demand for the policing of language. These are things you don't want in AI. Trust me. Unfortunately, they're more than happy to put them in. And even wittingly or unwittingly, it's winding up in it. And these are the results of it. What you really need is the traditional liberty, equality, tolerance, and pluralism that America was built upon and allows us to constructively change and evolve to meet the times and for a much better pursuit of our own happiness and the happiness of others.
So
That would seem to me a much better way for them to go, but that would require them to actually opening their mind up. But that's not been the
now
case so
you
far.
quote some of Krafchik's tweets in the past, and they're unacceptable, so I'm not going to read them.
Yeah, you can't read
No,
them. You can't
so
read those employee
we're
companies,
trying
no.
to guess how it is that he came to this position of authority. Well, sort of authority. I think of him as a Bud Light drinker. Is that how bad it's gotten?
Well, he might be very good at programming. Again, it's the temptation. And in fairness, just, look, because most of these individuals that are programming the AI and because the left is trying to advance it through these organizations to impart the progressive agenda into AI, that's not to say that if the conservatives had a chance to impart their own beliefs into AI, that they might not do it. But I would argue that the best part is just to go right down the middle and just be objective about it and let history be history. And that seems to me to be the way to go. Again, liberty, equality, tolerance, and pluralism. Yeah, let's go. I mean, that's not that hard to inject. And we can debate all the rest of this stuff in real life. And we won't have to bother the AI or virtual reality with our own debates and dissensions.
Google's Senior Director of Product Management for Gemini Experiences. That's Krafchik's title. I'm sure he's a multimillionaire. They've given him Google stock. Good for him. Thaddeus, I didn't know this was going on. I used ChatGPT, which I think is a related to Microsoft in some fashion. I've lost track a little bit. And I haven't paid that much attention to it because it makes a lot of mistakes. The other day, though, I did find something it can do really well. If you give it a group of nouns and tell it to write a headline, it's not bad. It can do it. And so, but it's the work of an assistant who only goes to the limits of the information the assistant gets. That might be what we're learning about Krafchik. He only has so much information, and apparently he's unaware that it's prejudicial because it's his information. He just doesn't know that.
It's the way that the program is supposed to find information, process it, synthesize it, and then produce what you ask, what you command of it. It's not necessarily where you fill in. I think that's a secondary condition of what happens, where you go to get that information would be secondary, I think, and what its substance should be. My concern, again, over time is I'm not a big fan of AI. I'm not afraid of it. I'm afraid of what we might do with it, perhaps, but I'm not afraid of it just in general. But I want you to think about this, Jen. We've seen studies, people of a certain age, my mother, nor myself even now. You do crossword puzzles, you do Sudoku, and you do a lot of these types of things to keep your mind agile, to keep your mind occupied, so that
Right.
your brain is always stimulated and is always processing so that it can continue as best it can function as you grow older. The more that AI does for us, the less that we do for ourselves and the less cognitive abilities we're going to have as we get older. So I'm very fearful that the more we rely on AI, especially the young, the less cognitive development they're going to have and the less critical thinking and the less ability to think at all we're going to see in the future.
That is Mercator writing in American Greatness about, well, one thing certainly is important is Star Trek Season 2, Episode 24, The
The
Ultimate
ultimate
Computer.
machine. The ultimate computer.
I'm John,
M5.
Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.